call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Do you believe insurance companies overcharge you? Do you believe that you pay enough monthly and you should not have to pay a deductible when the coverage is needed? Unfortunately, deductibles are real, and we at We Pay All Your Deductibles offer you a warranty for about 1.5% monthly of the cost of your deductible to pay your deductible when you need it. We give back 25% back every 2 years if the time never arises. Sign up for our warranty, and you will have one up on the high cost of insurance on your cars, homes, motorcycles, cell phones, and boats. We pay all your deductibles.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
A very pleasant good day to you wherever you are listening to 102.7 FM. This is your host, Roy Cotton Jr., also known as DJ RC, and I'm with you up until the hour of 5 p.m. today, Atlantic Standard Time. It's a wonderful Sunday on St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean, and it, of course, promises to be a really great show today, as I'm going to be joined later by a very special guest. And when you hear this guest, you're going to be so inspired, because this special guest is a doctor, and this doctor has so much to share with you all about something that you need to be doing in the new year, but also at the same time is going to be talking a little bit about their new establishment. That's right here on St. Martin, their new establishment, which you've got to check it out yourself, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be like, wow, this is really what is needed here on St. Martin. So you're going to be listening to a very powerful interview in just a little while on Love and Inspiration today. And I do thank you, of course, for being with me. I'm full of energy, super happy to be with you, because it's going to be an amazing show. Reminding you, of course, that this brilliant radio show is listened to here live on 102.7 FM, PJD3, Voice of St. Martin, but also too on Bashani Radio in New York, which premiered last Monday, the 18th of March, 2019, on Bashani Radio. And I can tell you one thing, every Monday afternoon at 3 p.m., you can always listen to a new episode of Love and Inspiration on Bashani Radio in New York. My special guest today on the show, of course, I'm so happy to have this really amazing, intelligent, and I would say ambitious person on the show. And I'm talking about someone that both myself and many persons know, and my lovely wife. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome here on Love and Inspiration on 102.7 FM, and also to on Bashani Radio and voiceofthecaribbean.net. Good afternoon and welcome to Love and Inspiration, Dr. Tashina Muku Thomas. How are you doing today?
I am great.
Yes, of course. I know you're super great and happy, because we've planned this for a very long time to be on the show, and finally you're here today. So welcome to the show once again.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
All right. I'm really, really happy to, you know, connect with you here on the show, because we've talked about this, and, you know, especially for what you're doing now on St. Martin, it's so fitting. And this year, focusing on really healthy living. I mean, every day we should focus on healthy living, but in particular this year, this is something that we really need to, you know, share with the listeners. So Dr. Tashina, having you here on the show again is a pleasure, and I just want you to just share with the listeners of who is Dr. Tashina, because I don't want anyone to think that, you know, I just met you and you're visiting and you were just walking through town and you're staying in one of the hotels on the cruise ship. So where are you from and who are you?
Well, Dr. Tashina Maku Thomas, I am a born St. Martiner, raised in Colombia, that's on the French side of the island. I'm a, first of all, loving wife to my husband, known as Chico Charles Thomas, a mother of three beautiful children. I am, by profession, a social worker. I did also psychologist, and now the CEO of Tizan Health and Wellness Center.
Fantastic. So, locally born here,
yes.
Saint Martin.
Oui.
Colombier.
Oui.
Oh, oui. That's the most I can say, actually. Well, I can actually say bonjour.
Okay, well.
That's a good thing, right?
That's a good thing.
What did I say, actually? What does
bonjour
that mean?
Hi.
Hi to you and to the listeners. So, Dr. Tashina Colombier, for those who don't know about it, I know all about Colombier as an amazing place, and that's on the northern side of the island. So can you just give a little bit of an idea of what Colombier is like, so we can just really give that picture to persons who may be listening overseas to know where you came from?
Okay. So first of all, Colombier is, everyone knows Colombier as the little, as nature. Mm. You know, it's green. We have a lot of culture. I was raised, of course, with my great-grandmother who loved herbs. So she had a yard of herbs and she did bush tea. And if she heard you say, okay, well, I have the flu or I have high blood pressure, whatever it is, you know, she gathered a bush and she put him on the fire and you're good the same day, you know. But Colombia has a lot of culture and you can still find people who do things. And like back in the days, you know, they will cook on coal pot and so forth. So the culture, there, the people that are there now are still really trying to hold and maintain the culture, you know. So when you hear people say our culture is chicken leg and Johnny cake, no, that's not our culture, you know. So our culture is frying our jackfish on a coal pot, for instance, our cassava bread in the morning for breakfast and a cup of bush tea, you know. So it's a whole, yeah.
That sounds fantastic. I'm pretty sure anyone who has never tasted that is saying, like, how can I get that?
You know, amazing.
Would you prepare it for them, Dr. Tashina?
Sure, I can prepare it.
Well, you know, you got to be very careful what you say because you might have tens and thousands of persons out there line up looking for what you can prepare for them over in Colombia.
It is tasty. It is, yeah, it's tasty. It's nice. And most of all, it's healthy.
And that's the most important thing.
That's the most important
Absolutely.
Thing.
I love the way how you describe Colombier, because the truth is, you know, I've driven over to Colombier quite a few times. And the amazing thing about it is when you get over on the northern side and just before you start to climb the hill to go to Rambo, you know, it's just this amazing feeling. You drive through and it's like you have gone through a time zone where all the busyness is on the outside and it's like, whoo, into a beautiful place.
And actually, you know, from the moment you get over Mount Valois Hill, so coming into Cripple Gate, I don't know, but there's a different, there's a cleanness in the air. There's fresh oxygen. And because, I mean, as you hit over that hill, there's something just happened. It's just clean air.
Wow.
Yeah.
A place to be.
A place to be.
On St. Martin.
Yes.
And here you are in the capital on the Dutch side. And Phillipsburg on 102.7 FM, and have been doing really great things. You stated before, you know, you're a wife and you have three lovely children, and really, really making an impact in the society, which we'll talk a little bit about right now. But just before we get into where you are now today as visionary of TZAN Health and Wellness Center, you stated before that by profession, a social worker. So give us a little bit of an idea of your journey in terms of, you know, what you did before, as you stated, social worker, just to give us an idea.
Yes. So I first started off in 2020. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking now on it for my, you know, on the Dutch side. In 2011, I worked with the Youth Development Program. So we were a program that was funded by USONA. So we work with second chance students, you know, dropouts and so forth. So I was a social worker. And then we also work with DERPI.
Okay.
So Miss Lawrence at that time was my boss. You know, we get along well, still up to this day, friends.
Right.
And yes, she was the boss there then. And then after that, at that time it was the SBO Service Center. They closed down. So the staff that was there, well, not everybody, but most of us went over to NIPA, and I work at NIPA as well as a social worker. And then I become the director. And it did not work out. And yes, I went to St. Martin Academy for a year, in which I had a lovely time there as well. I get along with everybody. I miss my students. But it was a wonderful experience. Miss Bailey, wonderful person. It was just a wonderful experience, you know, because I've always worked with older students and second chance students. So, you know, going into high school,
right,
it was really different. It was more that you were a social worker. You were, I act in the role as a psychologist, but it was like a mother role as well.
I see.
You know, it was like a role, you know, people look up to you and, you know, they not only the students, but the mm-hmm. teachers. And it was just an awesome experience working at the St. Martin Academy, I can see.
I can actually hear from what you're saying, Dr. Tashina, that during those years and those, you know, having those different caps that you had to, you know, have on, you really took a lot of, you know, pride, and it was rewarding for what you did and the lives that you were able to transform. And even though there may have been short times that you have been in those various positions, the impact that you left behind, because I know, for instance, of recent, you were at a high school, as you stated, and you functioned as a psychologist. And I remember you shared with me one of the things that was so rewarding is just to be able to touch the lives of those students and see the change when they speak with you. And then, you know, just being able to be there for them.
Indeed. And, you know, even going back to the NEPA, you know, I had a great time there as well. I had great colleagues and everything right. worked out. Yes, I had an issue with the board, but that did not stop me. I look at it now as, you know, as part of the plan today. I am happy that I'm not right. working for anyone. So, you yes. know, sometimes we have to embrace the good and the bad mm-hmm. because with the good comes the bad as well. But it's how do you cope with it? And I could look back and say, you know, it's good. I've been through the process and...
Yeah. And, you know, just adding on to that, that's a very key thing that you stated, is because sometimes, you know, we go through situations, but it's very important on how we respond to the situation and react. And you know, you've been through quite a lot over the years that today you could have reacted, but you responded in a different way. And now today you're doing what you love.
Definitely. And like I said, I embrace the good, the bad, the ugly, the pretty. And I am grateful for every one of my experiences. I am grateful for them because every one of them, I came out learning something.
Mm.
So I use those experiences today now to speak to people and empower people, not because something happened to you in the past that you're no longer, that you're not valid, or you feel that you're lower than anybody else. No. Contrary. You've been through it, so you could speak about it.
Right.
I use what happened to me in the past to empower others. Yes, you fall, but get back up, dust off, and go ahead. Mm-hmm. And when you really know who you are, you don't stay down for too long.
That's a very important thing, yeah? Because sometimes we get so very stuck when we don't know who we are,
yeah.
and then we stay in that visual circle trying to find a way out,
mm-hmm.
and still at the same time trying to find who we are.
Definitely. And it has a lot to do with your identity. How do you perceive yourself? How do you feel about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, you know, even in the past, I told my students, a low self-esteem wrecks you. Because if you have a low self-esteem, that means that you don't believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe in yourself, no one is going to believe in you.
Right.
So it first starts with you accepting you and accepting who you are. And sometimes that means going back to the past and fix some stuff, because you mm-hmm. cannot go into the future with burdens. So you have to go back to the past, fix those things, mm-hmm. and then continue on.
I see. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here live on 102.7 FM with my special guest, Dr. Tashina Maku-Thomas. She's the owner and visionary of Tizan Health and Wellness Center. And we're just talking a little bit with each other. And of course, you're going to get an idea of who this wonderful person is and what she is able and is doing, actually, for St. Martin, the region, and internationally. Now, I just want to go back to also a very important thing that you earned, Dr. Tashina. You earned your master's in social work in psychology and a PhD in sociology with a major in heavy drug addiction from the American Intercontinental University. So tell us a little bit about that experience, because as we look at it, that's so very important when it comes to dealing with persons who are addicted. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, it was I always had the passion to study drugs,
mm-hmm.
because one of the things that I've realized is, well, over the years, is you see people, they are on drugs and they go into the rehabilitation centers and they come back out the same, and it's a routine. And I started questioning, but okay, if these people are going into rehabilitation centers, once they come out, they should be okay, you know? And then I started, you know, thinking and doing my own research. And especially, you know, I grew up in a home where my mom was a single parent because my dad was on drugs. And, you know, sometimes I will see my dad and I will say, but why my dad is like, is this way, you know? So I started asking myself questions and then started studying and I realized, but wait, when these people go into the rehabilitation center, they deal with one aspect. Mm-hmm. So they deal with the drug, but it's not the drug. It's what's the emotion? What are they facing? How did that person get there? What's the root of their problems? Right. And sitting and discussing with those people, they are some of the nicest people. But they, again, something happened in the past.
Right.
And because, again, you don't know who you are, you tend to drop back. You tend to use these substances to ease the pain because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm using crack, cocaine, marijuana, whatever it is to ease something, you know? But the reality is once the kick and the height is gone, you're back to reality, you know? So for me, it was really, you know, I was like, no, I have to go and I have to study this. I have to reach, you know, go to the root of it. And I was happy when I did it because even as a social worker, you know, you're encountering young men and young women who use drugs or who are addicts and how do you help them? So I first had to understand the core of it. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Who tell you that you were a nobody? Who abandoned you? Who rejected you? You know, and then you start speaking to those students or those people and then you realize, okay, it's not a substance. There's something more to what led them there.
Right.
You know, so for me, that was the story behind of that PhD.
I see. Well, it's well deserved because at the end of the day, you've done work in this area.
A lot.
And you've helped to change lives.
Exactly. And especially now with the Health and Wellness Center, you know, it's the next aspect of it because it's also, you know, letting people know that, listen here, you can get clean by just using herbs, by using natural things,
right?
You know, and so with the wellness, the Health and Wellness Center complemented the PhD.
I see. So a wonderful combination.
A wonderful combination.
Okay, great stuff. And we're going to get into the wellness aspect in just a little while, but also still helping our listeners to understand the type of person that you are sitting before me. You know, just looking again at what you have done in the past, you have been also to a social worker of the PEP organization, Patrol to Eradicate Pedophilia, and a member of the Women's of Destiny Foundation. So talk to us a little bit about that experience.
Okay. So in my capacity as well in those organizations as social worker was to bring awareness, but also to help in people, students, women, men, whatever it may be, you know, understand it's the reason that you're still here is because there's purpose in you. And sometimes what you're seeing is not really the final destination, but you have to go through things in life. And also, you know, with the PEP organization, you know, I was asked by Makeda, who is the president, to be a part of it, and her mother, Brenda Maynard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good thing. It was a good thing because sometimes coming from, a social worker background, you see that sometimes students may have the support of their families,
mm-hmm.
but there are students also who don't have the support of their families.
Correct.
And sometimes need to speak to someone. So there's where I fit in, you know, and student would come and they would say, yes, I was molested by this person, that person. But those same students never spoke to their family members or anyone. So it's, you know, it's more, they look at it more as, okay, she's a professional here. I prefer speak to her. I feel safer. You know, so that was my role at the PEP organization. And, you know, I served there, but with gratitude, but also with, you know, whenever you're changing life, there's always, you know, you feel this, if I can't explain you in words, but you feel this, like this accomplishment that I've changed a life or I've helped change.
I can fully understand.
Save a life, you know? So,
you know, as I listen to you, Dr. Tashina, I really got to commend you for all that you've been involved in and what you've done, you know, for our society of St. Martin. And I'm pretty sure you've been invited to you know, share with others regionally, if that's the case.
It
correct?
Is.
And can you just share with us a little bit of, you know, whom you've been able to share with some of your expertise in terms of overseas?
Okay, so right now, as you could, I don't know if you know, but for instance, Tizen, our tea bags and some of our products are being sold in Guadeloupe.
Okay.
Yes, and very soon, I will be in Guadeloupe also speaking to people about their health and herbs.
Oh, wonderful.
Know? So for me, you know, once it has to do with changing life, herbs and everything that is natural and plant-based,
right.
I am there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's what we need today, actually. That really adds to the value in life. But another thing that comes to mind, because you've really had a wealth of experience in terms of exposure to events. Now, over the years, and you've heard it before, and I heard your name a while ago mentioned in the advert of the upcoming Leadership Summit from Victoria Slim Foundation, which is the seventh year that they are doing LeaderCast on St. Martin, but the second year of the Leadership Summit. Now, you have attended LeaderCast in the past. How have you how has it benefited you, Dr. Tashina?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you and your beautiful wife. I think it's a great thing. It's a great initiative. And also, in terms of leadership, you know, everybody have their different way of leading or being a leader. So hearing, you know, different person speaking, my way of leading may not be your way of leading.
Okay.
But we all learn from each other. And, you know, sometimes, you know, listening to them when they say something is like, it catch your attention and is, okay, this is something that I could learn from. So for me, coming to LeaderCast over the last years was very beneficial.
I see.
And I applaud, like I said, I applaud you and your wife for the amazing job that you're doing.
Really, really much appreciated. And also it goes a long way with a wonderful team, the wonderful team that has been aboard, a part as of Victoria Slim Foundation in terms of LeaderCast. And now this is the seventh year of you know, Victoria Slim Foundation doing it on St. Martin, because it's a global leadership conference, the world's largest, that takes place live in Atlanta, Georgia. And this year now, the theme is Leading Healthy Themes. And you're going to be one of the speakers on the second day, May 11th, at Bel Air Community Center, as one of the speakers among the other great ones, like the Honorable Prisca Lash.
Yes.
So how does that make you feel, Dr. Tashina? You're going to be addressing persons from St. Martin attending VLF's Leadership Summit on day 2, May 11th, 2019 at the Bel Air Community Center, and sharing that day with Priest Kalash, Honorable Priest Kalash, Dr. Nicole Irma Francis Cotton, and many more.
It's an honor. It's an honor, and it's a privilege. And, you know, bringing awareness to the community and any which way that, you know, I can makes me feel great. And any, I'm a people person.
Right.
I'm a people person. I love people. I love helping people. If you say you don't have, that's all I need to hear. Then I'm going to give. But, you know, in terms of, you know, bringing awareness where plant is concerned, for me, I always have these things that I say, what are the treasures in your backyard? What are you paying to cut down every month? What are those plants for? You know, and I know of them because of course, my great grandmother. So for me, you know, bringing it around and bringing it out, it gives me pleasure. I could tell my 11 years old, go and bring me this potion, that potion. She goes and she brings it back for me.
I see. Well,
because I also explain them at home. My husband as well. I could say, babes, can you go and get me so-so-so? And he brings it back for me. Sometimes he's coming from gym and I'm like, on your way back, can you please bring me so-and-so, or go to Colombia and get me so-and-so? And he goes and he bring it. So, you know, Tizan is not only, when you hear Tizan, you just don't see Tashina, but you also see it's a family business. You know, you see my husband right there. He's right there with me. He's just in the back doing a marketing pushing, but he's right there with me. And he really encouraged me. And my colleague, Tashina, my colleague, she too, I mean, we complement each other, because, you know, sometimes You need to work with people who will be able to say, this is not the way, and be okay with it, or let's do it this way. Right. And My weakness are sometimes her strengths are my weakness. But we work together because we have one thing in common, is bringing awareness, you know, awareness when it comes to health. And especially over the years, we've been hearing so much about cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, and so forth. And I always tell people that is because, yes, the way we're eating as well. But it's not only the way that we're eating, but it also sometimes the stress of life. Because when we hear healthy, we think, okay, it's just being healthy. I'm going to the gym. I'm eating good. But that's not true. Because you could be healthy physically. Uh-huh. But if you're not healthy emotionally, mentally, psychologically, spiritually, then you're not healthy.
Okay. The whole holistic package.
The whole holistic package.
And I'm happy that you stated that. You know, as we're going to get straight also into Tizan, I just want to actually ask you this. I'm pretty sure your husband is listening to the show right now.
Yes, he is.
What do you think your husband is saying as he's hearing you speaking?
Oh, he's proud. I mean, when even coming in a car, when you know, he heard it, he's like, oh, my wife. Yeah, he's proud. He's proud.
Definitely. And, you know, as you talk about that, and it's good that you acknowledge your husband, and this is so very key for our listeners out there, to show that at the end of the day, you can be married, but also at the same time as husband and wife, you know, as long as when you look at how powerful actually that is and how you can work together for a common goal, you have your husband by your side. You said he's doing the marketing for you. He might be behind the scenes, but it's so important. And this shows an example how important it is and how wonderful it can be for both a husband and wife to work together.
I remember. And if you're going to be powerful out there, it takes two. If you're a married couple, it takes two, because you always need that person there to motivate you and push you. I remember when I told my husband that I was resigning from the St. Martin Academy. I mean, we are married, so I first had to consult with my husband. And I said to him, you know, babes, I think it's time. I want to do my own thing. And his response was, babes, if that's what you want to do, go for it. I'm going to be here. I'm going to back you. If it means paying the bills for a year, 2 years, 3 years, if that's your dream, if that's your drive, if that's your purpose, I will back you. We are one. And that's all I needed to hear. I wrote my resignation letter the same night.
Wow.
I just needed his approval.
Yeah.
I just needed his approval as my husband, the head of my home. I just needed his approval. And
I'm really so happy that you said that, you know, Dr. Tashina, because I'm receiving responses from the listeners out there who is actually, they're actually stating, you know, a really great interview, awesome stuff. And these are coming from persons who normally listen to the show. And it's so key of what you stated a while ago, having that support from your husband, because he could have said to you, well, what craziness are you talking about? You know, young lady, I love you very much, but you're not going to go and give up your job.
Yeah.
But he said, if this is what you want, I'm there with you. I'm in your corner and we're going to go through this together.
Yeah. It, you know, for me, when you're married, it's not just, okay, I'm married and you have a companion and so forth, but respecting each other, honoring each other, being
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.